You're listening to Clyde's Favorite Old-Time Radio, a podcast of the various genres of old-time radio, science fiction, comedy, mystery, horror, and historical broadcasts. As I prepare these shows for the Mystery Planet Radio live stream, and of course shows for the podcast, I look at the dates and everything. And the bulk of these radio shows were written and presented and aired on radio in the 30s and 40s, and some into the 50s. But the bulk was after the beginning of World War II. And you know, at the time the world was experiencing a devastating war and economic problems all over the world, economic depression, and people were terrified, and radio stepped up. These radio shows provided them comfort and a little bit of release and ease of their troubles of our grandparents, and in some cases, great-grandparents, and some of us, great-great-grandparents. So I'm preparing these shows. I'm looking at these dates, and I'm thinking, you know, radio has done it once again. These same shows that were aired back then have given us a connection with our relatives, because right now, with all the rioting, the pandemic, and the economic situation, people are terrified. People are scared. But they can sit back and they can listen to these radio shows. And just for 30 minutes to an hour, they can just forget about their problems and delve into the world of radio. Now, it wouldn't be possible for me to air these broadcasts if it wasn't for your support. So please visit www.mpir-otr.com. That's mpir-otr.com. And on the menu selection, select the donations and support menu item. A PayPal donation of $5, $10, $20, $50 or more will go a long way to pay for the operating costs in presenting these shows. But more importantly, for those who are unable to send a donation, you're helping your fellow man out. You're giving somebody a chance to forget about their troubles, forget about the problems in the world, and just delve into and relax with some outstanding radio entertainment. Again, that's www.mpir-otr.com. I thank you, and your fellow listeners thank you too. Okay, let's go on to our next program.
And now, Gangbusters! Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories.
Presents the case of the Carnival Caper, when robbery rode the big show train, until police officers found a mysterious passenger and stopped murder on the Carnival Midway.
Gangbusters has asked the Honorable Victor E. Anderson, United States Attorney in Minnesota, to narrate by proxy tonight's case. Now, Mr. Anderson, you told me that the crime in tonight's case was one of the most extraordinary in modern times.
That's right, Don Gardner. It was never ascertained exactly in the jurisdiction of which state the criminals finally got their hands on the loot they saw.
Well, do you mean that they got the loot in midair, so to speak, Mr. Anderson?
You'll see, Don. Suppose we start one spring afternoon a few years ago in the city of East St. Louis, Illinois. A flashily dressed, slightly built man in the middle 30s walked toward a second floor door in an old but nicely kept apartment building. He set on the floor what looked like a brand new suitcase, then knocked with a rhythm.
Back. Madam, let me introduce myself. I have here the...
Madam,
I have here...
Come on in, Crookie.
I have here the finest kitchen utensil ever put on the market.
You have what?
It saves you 93 steps a day plus 116 separate and distinct motions, hire-made.
What's this all about?
What's it all about? Ain't it obvious? I got myself a keister and $3 worth of potato peelers, and I'm a businessman. How do you like the keister?
Oh, Crookie.
Look, you press a button and lakes pop up.
Yeah.
See? Ain't that some gimmick? You see a crowd gather, you go over. Boom, you make the pitch. And the potato peelers ain't bad either.
Who needs a potato peeler?
Well, if you fixed a meal around here once in a while, one would come in handy.
Oh, yeah?
Look, I was walking down Broadway this afternoon. I see a grifter giving his pitch to a bunch of women standing there with their mouths open. The dollar bills was rolling in, and the junk he was passing out wasn't worth a dime. Not a nickel.
What do you need the keister for? Carnival gets rolling in a week. You got a good job waiting for you.
Look, that's just the idea, May. I decided I ain't going on the road with the show this season. Hey, you want to try one of these potato peelers?
No.
The Atomic Super Skinner, it's called. Great, Monica, huh? Lots of sell.
Oh, this morning you were hot to get back with the show. This afternoon you got a keister and Atomic Super Skinners. Why the quick switch?
Well, baby, I figured 5 months without you, that's too much for me.
Crookie, you're such a big liar. They ought to put you in the freak tent.
No, honest, May, I'm nuts about you. I couldn't stand it.
Why aren't you going out with the show?
That's the truth.
Yeah?
All right, I ran into Vince Beggs, and we had a couple of beers.
What's he got to do with it?
Well, Vince has got an idea. He and another guy, Walt or something, you know him?
No.
Well, the idea is, since the show's a big moneymaker, the safe in the office wagon ought to be loaded. He figures they could knock it over like that in some jerkwater town we're playing.
So, you're leaving the show?
May, you know how Vince is. If I went out with the show, he'd make me promise I'd do the finger work. Well, I ain't going out with the show. I'm through being a rotten Connie. I got a keister and I'm a businessman.
You could have just said no to Vince.
Who, me?
Yeah.
To Vince? How can I say no to Vince? Look, May, once was enough. I don't want to get jammed up again. I like the fresh air. I don't want to see the inside of no jailhouse again.
Cookie.
So I'm through with the show.
How much are they keeping that office wagon safe?
I don't know. At the right time, maybe 30, 40,000. Look, May, I ain't getting involved.
Cookie, don't you love me?
What's this got to do with love?
Cookie, think of all the things we could have.
Yeah, stripes I could have. And about 10 years to wash them off.
You got the easiest part of it.
I know, but... Look, May, don't start pounding it in too, will you?
I think you ought to go out with the show and do it for Vince. And for me.
Oh.
After it's over, we'll have the time of our lives. Just you and me, honey.
You really think it's okay?
Sure it's okay, honey. Now, just forget about that keister and those potato peelers. You're going back with the show and treat him to the biggest stunt that carnival's ever seen. Hello, Vince.
Well, May.
Cookie got himself a keister and some potato peelers. He told me he wasn't going out with the show.
Oh. Sit down, baby. Did you talk to him?
Sure, I talked to him, Vince.
And everything's okay?
He leaves Tuesday.
May, you're a wonder.
Because Cookie does handstands for me, that makes me a wonder?
Baby, you're a wonder because I say so.
Okay. Now, what's in this deal for me?
Figure out what's in it for me, and that's what's in it for you.
You sure must think a lot of me, Vince, making me keep Cookie happy.
That's business, baby. After Cookie goes out with the show... That's when our pleasure starts. With Cookie in there pitching with the information, it ought to be as simple as driving down Main Street on Sunday.
Let's hope so. You've got more faith in Cookie than I have.
Cookie's job is easy. All he's got to do is pass along the dope and keep his mouth shut.
That's easy, keeping his mouth shut?
Easy enough. After I have a nice long chat with him.
Who's this Walter somebody? What's he in the deal?
A working man. An artist.
Oh?
One of the slickest guys with a safe dial and combination I know.
And he's going to take a big slice, huh?
He's worth it. You want a drink, babe?
No. No, let's get out of here.
How about your place?
No, thanks. Cookie's home.
Okay. I can think of some place he isn't. Let's go, baby.
honest, May, I don't want to go out with the show.
If he misses me at the carnival, he dies. Isn't that right, May?
Yeah, come on. Get on the train, Cookie. He's going to pull out.
Well.
Your eyes open, Cookie.
Yeah, Vince, sure.
Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, goodbye, Cookie.
I'm going to miss you, May.
Don't forget to change your socks.
Oh, May.
All aboard!
Keep those letters coming, Cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll keep them coming. So long.
Goes our meal ticket.
Three balls, three quarters. Knock the little lady off her perch and into the water. What's the prize? Did you say what's the prize? Well, you get to see that beautiful golden-haired creature take a bath. Three balls for a quarter. Here you are, bud.
Hey, Vince. I don't expect to see you in Minneapolis until tomorrow.
3 balls for a quarter. Knock the little lady into the drink.
It's a big deal. He decided he's hunting more time on the job.
Look, don't make yourself so obvious around the lot, will you?
3 balls for a quarter. How about that, fella? 3 balls for a quarter.
I got water at the Hotel Henry. Meet me there tonight after the show, Cliff.
Listen, Vince, I don't want to go through with this deal. I've been out with the show long enough. I want to go back and see May.
Is that so?
Yeah. 3 months away from her is enough. I gotta go back home and see her.
Meet me at the hotel, Vince. There's a little surprise waiting for you.
What kind of surprise?
I knew how much you missed May, so I brought her along.
You're kidding?
She's at the hotel.
Oh, Vince, you're a pal, a real pal.
Come over after the show's closed.
After it's closed, I'm coming now.
Stick on the job,
huh?
Will you? A big day soon. That ought to do nothing but cause talk.
But May, okay.
3 balls for a quarter, gents. Come on, 3 balls for a quarter. Knock the little lady off her perch and into the water. What's the prize? Did you say what's the prize? Why, you get to see that beautiful golden-haired creature take you back. 3 balls for a quarter. 3 for a quarter.
I asked you, Vince. I asked you not to tell him you brought me along.
So I told him. He's got to be kept happy. Isn't that right, Walter?
Who knows?
Well, I didn't come all the way to Minneapolis to keep Cookie happy.
Look, I'm just a mechanic in his steel, but I say we're all in this for the dough we can get out of it. I don't care who's happy. Where is this Cookie guy?
He'll be here, Walter.
When? It's nearly 2 a.m.
What are you, an early riser?
Strangely enough, yeah.
All right.
Safecracker, who's an early riser.
There he is.
Let him in, me.
Why me?
I'm that glad to see him.
Yeah, I'm kicking that. All right, take it easy.
May, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Cut it out.
May, I'm so glad to see you. It's been like being a year back in stir.
Hell, I'm glad to see you, too.
Come over here, Cookie.
Hi, Vince. Come on, baby. Gee, it's great seeing you.
Yeah.
How you doing, Cookie?
Hi, Walter. Oh, what do you say we all go out and get a few drinks, huh?
Now, you got a lot of talking to do, Cookie.
Talking? We can talk anytime. Let's just...
Cookie.
Oh. Okay. Talking.
The show breaks out of Minneapolis Saturday night. What's the schedule, Cookie?
Well, the show train gets loaded Sunday morning. Pulls out later in the day. We open in Wichita, Kansas, Tuesday.
What about the stops?
Well, the first one's scheduled for Farmington.
Farmington? Where's that?
Still Minnesota.
They got to water and feed the menagerie. I guess the train will lay on the side in a couple hours.
Does the office wagon still ride on a flat car up near the front?
Didn't I write to you, Dead?
They could have changed it sometime during the season.
Well, if they changed it, I wouldn't have written to you. Wouldn't I, May?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be in Farmington when your show train pulls in. That all right with you, Walter?
Any place all right with me, just as long as I got room to cut a hole in the bottom of the office wagon.
You got plenty of room. The wagon rides on top of flat car, like I told you.
Okay. That's it. Walter and I'll drive out there today and locate a good spot for us to wait. We'll let you know where to meet us, Cookie.
Meet you? For what?
It's a three-man job, that's for what.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Wait, nothing, we need you.
This is my part of the deal, the information. I didn't bargain for nothing else. Ain't that right, May?
Don't look at me. I don't know what kind of deals you made.
You'll be there to give us a hand. And after it's over, you go back to the show and stay with it the rest of the season.
Do I have to?
Sure you have to. You leave the show after the job and you look suspicious.
Yeah, but I got
to
spend some time with May.
You'll have all winter with me, Cookie. All winter.
We'll let you know where to meet us in Farmington. Okay, Walter?
Looks like a soft touch to me. An awful soft touch.
So, Don, as soon as the train got underway, these criminals planned to saw a hole in the floor of the carnival office wagon, which was loaded aboard the flat car. The escapade looked like a certain success, until another train brought an unwanted passenger.
Now back to Gangbusters. You were telling us, United States Attorney Anderson, that burglars planned to board a flat car of a carnival train on which was loaded the office wagon of the show.
That's right, Don. And it was their intention to saw a hole in the bottom of the office wagon as the train rolled through the dead of night and open the small safe in which the funds of the show were kept. Late on the night of September 7th, the train had pulled onto a siding at Farmington, Minnesota, to water and feed the menagerie as Cookie said it would. In the high weeds near the spot where the office wagon car had stopped, the other two conspirators were waiting.
I'll murder that Cookie. I'll kill him for not showing up.
The two of us can manage, Reince. Don't look so tough after all.
When I tell him to show up, I want him here.
Better keep your head down in the weeds. One of them trainmen drive to spot us. Looks like he's got finished up back there.
Okay. Grab the tools. Got him? Let's go. Okay. Get up. Give me your hand. Come on. Okay. I'm okay.
That's the signal to pull out.
Lay low. Here comes the guy with the lantern.
Board! All aboard! Board! All aboard! All aboard!
I'll say we're all aboard.
Shut up and go.
Hey, that Cookie punk doesn't come in for a full cut.
Yes, we'll see.
He didn't show up for the job, did he?
I'll take care of Cookie. Let's get busy on the floorboard.
$97. Cash included bills of $100, $500, and $1,000 denominations. All field offices directed to be on alert for spenders' unusually large bills.
Three bonk reporters, yes, three bonk reporters. Knock the little lady off her perch and knock her into the street.
Hey, Cookie, did you hear about it, Cookie?
Hey, hear about what?
There's FBI guys all over the lot, some from St. Paul, some from Kansas City. Come here to Wichita special.
No kidding.
They got an idea it was an inside job.
Well, sure it was an inside job. Where'd anybody get the dope on the office wagon unless it was an inside job?
Are they questioning you yet?
Me?
Sure you. They're questioning everybody on the lot, everybody, from Mr. Sign of Checks all the way down.
What do they want with me? Three bonds for a quarter. How about it, fella? Three bonds for a quarter?
What do they want with you? What do they want with me? I was on the grill for an hour nearly.
No kidding.
I told you, there's FBIs all over the place.
Ah, they'll never get a line.
I ain't too sure they ain't got a line already.
Huh? Who are you, J. Edgar Hoover?
It's okay, I got information.
Yeah?
Yeah. The rides foreman told me he had it from the ticket boss who got it right from Mr. Sign of Checks himself. The FBI's on the right track and they'll wrap the whole thing up before the show breaks Wichita.
Three bonds for a quarter. Here you are, fella. Three for a quarter.
And
three.
He said it's somebody right here on the lot. That's who they're after, somebody right here on the lot. The fact of the business is they know who it is already. They're just waiting for him to make a move before they haul him in.
Go on, Joe. Get back to your stand before somebody hauls you in. Here you are, gents. Three balls for a quarter. knock the little lady off her perch and into drink. Knock her into drink and see that beautiful golden-haired creature take a bath. See her take a bath right before...
No, Vince, cut it out. I have to finish packing.
There's lots of time for packing, baby. We could stay in East St. Louis for another week. Come here.
Vince.
Tell me how much you miss Cookie.
Look, I really have to finish packing. You wanted to make Hot Springs the first night.
So we won't make Hot Springs.
And it'd be much nicer if we didn't have to drag that Walter along.
Walter's good for a lot of things, May, baby.
Shh. What's the matter?
Somebody's putting a key in the door.
I'll bet it's Cookie.
Oh, you're crazy. He couldn't be here.
May, are you...
Hey, what are you doing back here?
What's it look like I'm doing? I came back to see May. Hi, sweetheart.
Well, Cookie, you shouldn't have come.
Who wants to stick around that show any longer? Things are getting hot.
I told you to stay out the season. Why didn't you show up to do the job?
I'll tell you why. Because I played it smart. That's why. The FBI was around questioning everybody where they were the night of the job.
They didn't talk to you.
Sure they did. I was on the back end of the train setting up all night playing pinochle. I had 7 witnesses. Counting kibitzes.
You should have stuck out the season like I told you.
Yeah, well, you'll go back and work that lousy midway in my place. I came home to see my May. And I was going to... Hey, where were you counting on going?
What do you mean?
What are you packing your bags for? That's what I mean.
She was going to catch the train tonight for Wichita to meet you.
Is that right, May?
Sure, Cookie. Where else would I be going?
You better get back to the show, Cookie. Tell them you were picked up for being drunk or something, but get back today.
I told you I'm staying right here, me and May. And while we're on the subject, which we ain't, where's my cut of the dough?
Walter and I haven't talked it over yet.
What's there to talk over? You take it and you cut it 3 ways.
You think you're entitled to a full share?
Shut up, May. Whose side are you supposed to be on, anyway? I ask, what there's there to talk over?
You didn't show up for the job. That entitles you only their tipster's end. 10%.
What are you giving me 10%? I spent a whole summer on the job. You 2 guys spent 1 night. I don't settle for no 10%.
You're getting a little tougher than you used to be, Cookie.
Why shouldn't I get tougher after I see a few of the things that's going on around here? Packed up, huh? Going to Wichita, huh?
Yeah, I was going to wire you, Cookie.
Yeah, you were going to wire me. Anyhow, Vince, what about my dough?
We'll meet Walter tonight and talk it over.
Okay. I'll meet Walter. But I'm getting my full share. Where'd you put that keister of mine, May?
Keister?
Yeah, and the potato peelers.
Oh, in there, in the closet.
Much obliged. I'm going in the potato peeler business this afternoon, which is what I should have done 3 months ago.
Well, what are we going to do now?
Shall we leave tomorrow instead of today?
He's not going to sit still, Vince.
I've been taking it easy with him, baby. I didn't want him to cause us any trouble. Not until we're set. But tonight he gets the law laid down. About his cut. About you.
Joe Carey said they wanted to see me in the office wagon.
Yes, I want to see you. I'm Special Agent Smith, Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Oh, how are you?
Sit down, Joe.
Yeah, thanks. You know, another one of you FBI guys talked to me yesterday.
No, I know. It's about something different today.
Look, I didn't have nothing to do with the robbery, if that's what's on your mind.
I know you didn't have anything to do with it.
Oh, that's good. Had me worried for a minute.
You know that your friend Cookie left the show?
He did?
Yes, he did.
Well, that's funny. I was talking to him just last night. He didn't say nothing about leaving.
He didn't say anything to anybody. He just left.
Say, you don't think he had anything to do with... Oh, not Cookie.
Well, let's see. He gives an East St. Louis, Illinois address. Do you know whether that's where he lives?
Yeah, that's where he lives, but you're barking up the wrong tree, Mr. Anybody but Cookie.
We'll have to check up on him anyway, leaving the show so suddenly it doesn't make it look too good for him. Now, I'm going to ask you a few more questions, and you give me the best answers you can. All we're trying to do is clear this thing up, and we intend to. Now back to Gangbusters.
Look, Vince, I ain't satisfied with no 5,000.
Get it down, Cookie. There's people in the joint.
I'm telling you, 5,000 is more than you're entitled to, Cookie.
And it's final. Oh, yeah, Walter, well, now let me tell you guys something. All I gotta do is peep one little word, see? Just one little word.
Cookie.
Don't cookie me, May. I know what you've been trying to get away with behind my back. How stupid do you think I am?
5,000 is all, Cookie.
Yeah?
And who are you counting and peeping that one word to?
To who do you think? To the law, that's who.
Oh. That's not a very good idea, Cookie.
Cookie, get some sense, will you?
Shut up.
Take the 5 grand, Cookie, and be glad you got it.
You don't take it and keep quiet. You're looking for trouble.
Trouble, huh? What kind of trouble could you give me?
Okay, Waller.
You sit still, Cookie. There's a gun in my lap. It's pointed right at your gut.
You see, Cookie?
You guys can't bluff me. Give me my 30 and I'll get out of here.
Sit still, jerk. We ain't bluffing.
Let's just imagine he was going to make trouble for us. After all, 5 grand is 5 grand.
Now, look, fellas. All right, I'll take the 5 grand.
You're a little late, Cookie. I think you'll take a nice swim in Horseshoe Lake.
May, talk to him, huh?
With a rock around your neck.
May, tell him I was kidding, huh? I'll take the $5,000.
I got no influence, Cookie.
Get up and walk for the door.
Vince.
Get up.
Vince, he said.
Now, look, fellas. Now, walk for the door.
May, do something for me, will you, May?
Shut up.
Do something, May, please. After what we've been together, May.
How do you get top this, you, Cookie, huh?
May.
All right, hold it.
What?
Hey, watch what you're doing.
FBI, don't move.
Hey, listen, you...
Stand still.
Oh, brother, am I glad to see you.
We're glad to see you. Now, get over, all of you. Walk out that door and don't give us any trouble. Because we just welcome trouble from guys like you. Now, walk.
That, Don, was how agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation rounded up this gang whose crime might be called clever if they got away with it. But they didn't. The principal members of the gang were found guilty of theft from an interstate shipment and sentenced to a term of 8 years in a federal penitentiary. The other conspirator was given a term of 3.5 years.
Well, thank you, United States Attorney Anderson, for this most interesting case history. And gangbusters, congratulations to the federal agents who rounded up this troublesome gang of criminals. Tonight's case was dramatized by Stanley Niss and directed by William Sweets, with Bill Smith and Gene Ellen in leading roles. Don Gardner speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.